Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, I'm Briley.
And I'm Britton.
And this is episode one. We are so excited to talk a little bit about our story and about how we came up with the name for our brand new podcast. Okay.
Let's jump right in.
So up until about a year ago, the two of us had lived in one spot for our entire life. It was just our family and we had lived, we hadn't changed churches, we hadn't changed schools, nothing like that. And we found out we were going to have to move, not anywhere crazy, but it was still like an hour away. So that was a huge change for us. And that we had no idea what we were doing. We were very stressed about that because we had started to get pretty close with the people at our old school and old church and stuff like that. And you had started a dance academy, right?
Yes, I was dancing with the exact same studio for 5 years. And I just got so close with those girls because you're dancing together, you're sharing a passion, you're just having fun together, and you're yourself whenever you're around those girls because, I mean, you're dancing, you're making mistakes, they're seeing you fail, and they're seeing you succeed, and they're there to celebrate with you, but you also have moments to cry together, and it's just, I was so close with those girls, and then I was like, we just have to leave. And I have to start all over. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Because you had danced for a while there. And I was just getting into high school my freshman year when, like, I finished my freshman year at my old school. And I had started getting close with some friends, some girlfriends. And we had done some sleepovers together and started hanging out more and doing things outside of school more that you do in high school as opposed to middle school. So I was not happy about leaving all of that. There were a ton of people that influenced me at that old school. But one that comes to mind was my friend Avery. And she was so sweet. She found out what new school I would be going to. And she was like, oh, I know a friend there. We took a theater class together. I was like, oh, great. That's awesome. Which was super sweet of her. But at the same time, I was like, there's going to be like 1,500 people at the school. There's no way that I'm just going to see this one girl and become best friends with her. So like, it was helpful just to know somebody, but it also wasn't the easiest thing. So that was kind of hard, but I was like, okay, so we know one person and that's about it. So over the summer we moved and, you know, summer's kind of different because you're chill, you're laid back, you're doing whatever trips and stuff. But then it got time for school to start again and we got anxious again. We were like, oh, there's a lot of worries going on.
This is real. Don't know. It's not just a vacation.
We don't know who we're going to hang out with. We don't know what we're going to do. This is a brand new school. And something brand new is always kind of crazy. So what was kind of going through your brain when we were starting a new school? Because you started a few days before I did at your middle school.
It was really the thing that kept going through my brain was just nobody's gonna like me because I had seen a couple like new girls come in at my old school and mostly because I didn't hang out with them. I just thought they're outsiders. I'm going to be sitting here out of all the circles, just alone, crying my eyes out because I'm so lonely and I'm miserable. And that just kind of kept going through my head. And then I kept spiraling out of that because then I'm just stuck in, I'm not good enough to become friends with these people because they've all been there for longer than I have. So that was just completely stressful for me.
Yeah. And you had, if I remember right, you had some problems with your locker on the first day of school.
So, oh my gosh, yes.
Remind me how that whole story went.
So my homeroom teacher was, she had kind of, I had just gotten in that class and she was like, oh, so you're new to us this year. I was like, yes, please don't call me out. I'm like, just let me just curl up in a ball and not do anything. And so then I had not used lockers at our old school. And whenever she said it, yeah, we use lockers, my face, I'm pretty sure my jaw dropped. And so I figured out that my locker was all the way down the hallway from my classes. And so I was trying to get it open and I couldn't get it open. And I was like, I know the combination. And she was standing there with me. She was kind of cheering me on, like, these lockers are old, they're hard, all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, I'm sitting here crying. And she was like, we are not going to have this stupid locker ruin your entire year with us, because that's just not how it's going to be. And so she was like, okay, I'll see if I can try to get it fixed and like get it all situated and you can keep your stuff in my classroom for a while. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And then that next morning I came in and she said, at the very end of that school day, she said she was calling her husband and was like, this locker is jammed. She was like, I'm not going to have Britton's locker be ruined for her entire school year. That's so bring sweet. All your tools. And she said that she was on the floor cleaning out my locker. And that just made me realize how much she cared. And it might have not seemed to be as big of a deal for her as it was to me. Mm-hmm. Because just a small gesture like that made me feel like, okay, somebody notices me here. Mm-hmm. Somebody cares about how my year is going to be and what affects me for the year. So that just made me love my homeroom teacher so much, because she's yes. just so sweet.
That was so good. We had like a parent night for your school when we got to actually go meet her, and she's so sweet. And we walked in there and I noticed there was a high school girl in the corner of the room, like at her desk. And I thought, oh, that's cool. Maybe she goes to school with me. So after you were done talking to her and introducing us to your teacher, who was so, so sweet with your locker and everything, because the locker, that doesn't seem like a big deal, but like it's a big deal in middle school when you can't get your locker.
It
open.
Really is.
And not a great way to start your first day. But once we got through meeting her and everything, I wanted to meet this girl that looked like she was about my age. And she said, hey, I'm Aubrey. And I was like, oh, okay. And she told me that she is the one that Avery was telling me about like 3 or 4 months beforehand, when Avery was like, oh, yeah, I've got a friend named Aubrey. And then I'm meeting Aubrey before I even start school.
Wild.
I know. It was so crazy, because I thought, like, why out of every single person that I could have met on this one day, it was literally the exact same girl that my friend knew, which was so crazy to me.
That had to be such a comfort for you. Like, what was going through your head whenever
it was so cool, she said that? Because I thought, this is like a girl who I could actually be friends with this year, because I knew I had a singer's class with her where we would be together all year long. And she was so helpful too, because she was like, hey, these are my tips for going into a new school, because, you know, she was a freshman too, so she had an idea of moving to a new school, even though it wasn't as drastic as mine. And she was telling me too, like, oh, you really have to meet Malia. This is a really sweet girl in our class. So she even started naming people off. I was like, oh, that's great. So I think then the next day, or whenever I was walking into school the next day, I was so much more like, okay, I've got this. I was more confident in moving and going to the new school, because she was giving me tips and stuff like that the day before. So once I walk in there, I get to my advisory class and I sit down next to this girl who also looked really sweet. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna say hi to her too, which would not have been me a year before that. I would have been like, you know what? I'm gonna stay in my little circle.
You gotta be extroverted.
I didn't know anybody. So yeah. I was like, I have to be extroverted.
Putting yourself out there.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Okay. So she had these really pretty bracelets on and they looked like they were from like another country or something. They were handmade. And I said, hey, I really like your bracelet. She said, thanks. They're from Guatemala. I was like, oh, that's so cool. She said, yeah, I went on a mission trip to Guatemala and, you know, all this cool stuff. So she was talking to me and I said, that's awesome. I said, I'm Briley. And she said, I'm Malia. And I was like, hold up. I was like, wait a second. Malia is the girl that Aubrey told me to meet. So now through this situation a long time ago when I had been friends with Avery, then months later, I meet the one girl Avery knows. And the one girl Aubrey says that I need to meet is also next to me in this class. Like, how crazy is all that?
Just saying it whenever you've already been through it is just like, oh, yeah, these people. But when you actually stop and think about it, it's like, hold
it's
on.
Crazy.
That's absolutely insane that the one person that you meet on the like your first yes. day, it's like, wait a second, this all connects. That's
I know.
Absolutely insane.
And then you got home and were starting a brand new dance studio. Mm-hmm. And I found out that Malia, who I met in class, literally takes dance at your dance studio.
Yes.
So then you already sort of knew somebody at your new studio, because I'm sure that was a stressful experience moving into that.
Yes, it definitely was.
And so I just thought that was so crazy that all of that connected, because Also, like Aubrey, my friend, who now I'm friends, really good friends with Aubrey and Malia, which is crazy because a year ago I didn't even know them. But it's cool to me that Aubrey took this theater class with Avery, who I used to be pretty close with, and I still keep up with today. But they took theater together at a certain time because Aubrey does not take theater anymore. So it's crazy that God was like, okay, this is, you two are going to take theater together at this time and be friends. Nobody knew that then I would end up coming to the school and I would become friends with Aubrey through Avery. Like, it's just crazy how all that connected, and I had no clue any of that was going to happen. That was all God just putting every single piece of the story together when, like, I could not have foreseen that years ago. Like, that was crazy to me.
Yeah, and it was really, there was no purpose in our stress.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whenever we were, the biggest thing that we were worried about was just finding those close relationships again, because through my dance studio and through going to school with the same people forever,
yeah,
and you becoming a freshman, doing more stuff outside of school, going to football games, all that fun stuff, just getting finally close with people. And like, I started even getting closer with friends outside of school. And it's just, whenever we thought we were moving, whenever we found out, we were like, we're going to lose all of this and never have these close, deep relationships again. Mm-hmm. But really, we've found even more deep relationships. And it's because that we finally put ourselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, whenever we were back at our old school, I mean, we had to finally start putting ourselves a little bit more out there to find those deep relationships. So that got us prepared to push ourselves even more to now have so many more close relationships.
Yeah.
So now I know so many people.
I know. I think it's crazy how anxious I remember being literally a year ago, because I thought, I don't know anybody. And this is, I'm not comfortable, because we had been in one spot where we knew enough people. We knew we were close to people. And I thought, you know what? We're going to have to start over, like you said. But it's crazy what's happened in the last year. I cannot have imagined that any of that would have happened. So our stress wasn't worth it, because like, it ended up, things happened that we would not have been able to be a part of if we hadn't just put ourselves out there and go through the process of moving. So I think if we've learned anything from the entire situation of moving and doing all these things that we had never done before, jumping into new situations, it's that we were so stressed out and anxious about everything the whole time, when we had no idea what the full story was going to look like, what the big picture was going to look like. And God's been writing our story for years.
And he is a way better writer than we realize.
Yes.
So if we can encourage you with anything today, it's that don't you worry, because God's got this.